Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the markets, of course, have gotten themselves extremely overdone, and having watched what the way the market's performing, a beautiful singleton top, not only basis July beans, but also a double top. If you take the on the daily chart, not on the weekly, but on the daily chart. And so that would be continuation, taking the May expiration and then adding in the July contract a week apart, having on the daily chart a nice little rabbit ears trade. Now, that said, the market course, it was the perfect time for a correction. Does it mean it's the top? No, not necessarily. But the problem is that the markets were so right. Timing indicators flatlined at 99%. Long weekend, a full moon, the basis starting to fall, and, of course, farmers starting to feel like maybe they had some time to move some cash grain. So hopefully they moved it yesterday, and if they did, and it appears that there has been some country movement, that would be very beneficial. But then the next thing we have to look at is what about the situation here where we still have over half of the beans to plant. We're going to get them in, but the problem is that are we going to garner more acres? You've got a late harvested wheat crop coming. So on the backside of that, you probably won't get double cropping to much of a degree. And then you've also got corn in Minnesota that's not going to get in, and they're going to take prevent plant because they are just so wet. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.